We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting from the top line, continuing the different Sholach Rav Abba. I think this is the fifth one, the fifth Sholach Rav Abba. That we're going through seven of them, and now we're up to the next one. Sholach Rav Abba Rav Yosef Achama. Ha'omer al Tinoik Ben Abonim. If he says that this child between the children, Neman, you're Neman. What are you Neman for? We'll see. Rav Yechram Ha'in Neman, not Neman. Now, Maikam, what are you saying? I say this tinnik is between the children as Neman. What does he mean? Amar Abaya, Hachkama, Ha'omer al Tinoik Ben Abonim, Yirish, Kol Nichosai Neman, Rav Yechram Ha'breika. We know Rav Yechram Ha'breika's sheet is that even though, of course, you cannot give Yerusha to someone else, but if the person is a Yerush, for example, you have five sons, since one of those sons is a Yerush, even though I'm not supposed to get the whole thing, but I give him the whole thing. So that's what it means. So Imal Tinuk Ben Abanim Nema means I could give the Tinuk the Yerusha, which means Rav Yosef is, the Rav Abba is saying to Rav Yosef that we pass like Rav Yechon of Abraika. And Rav Yechon of Inaman, Karabanan, who hold they cannot give the Yerusha to one son over the other sons. That's Pshat and Rav Abba's words. Ha'imel tinuk ben abanam neman v'yechonam ein neman means regarding saying giving Yerusha to one person. Maskev lo Rava hay neman v'ein neman. What's lashon neman? Not neman. Yerush v'lo yerush v'yolei. Is the guy a yerush? Not a yerush. Not neman v'lo neman. It's the wrong words. Using the wrong words. The words are Yerusha v'lo yerush. Elam Rava hachikamar ha'imer al tinuk ben abanam becharhu. Nema, who means to say this. If I say, we're talking about a case where there's a muchzik, someone else. If you say on this tinuk, that he's the bechor, not the, someone else who is the muchzik, you're Nema, Karab Yehuda. Rabbi Yechonama ain't Nema, Karab Banan. Yechon says, you're not Nema like the Rabbanan. So it comes that, what's Rav Abba's chiddush to us? That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. This whole, all these gemaras for this gemara. That Rav Abba is teaching you that you're Nema like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you say on a brother that he's the bechor, even though someone else is the muchzik, you're Nema. That's what teaching us over here. That he's the Bechor, you're Neman, you believed. You're not Neman like the Rabbanan. And we're passing like Rabbi Abba is passing like Rabbi Yehuda that you're Neman. We couldn't say the Pshar Yechim Abreka, what's Neman Elim? It's a Yerush, Lo Yerush. Yeah. Dr. Gemara, right. Do you have a cash on the last Gemara, Mordechai, something? No. What? The Gemara 4? Tiyufta. Tiyufta, yeah. Tiyufta before was that it says clear that you have to be kosher with Shas HaGadah Zedis. It says you have to be tchilasa v'seifa. So if you're a rosh, it's very strong what tiyufta is. Because it says you have to be tchilasa v'kasha v'kasha. Here's your summa, your puzzle. If you're a rosh bam, they learn the summa is betz v'kasha, so it's extra words. Why don't you speak out of the cloud? Because we chap that seifa is no good. It's the first halacha. Why have they tchilasa v'seifa? The ribu is telling us that even if it's a summa, and therefore you can't say this so clearly, that's also absurd. From the extra words. No, it has to be seifa. The seifa has to be able to see it. Seifa, you can't see it then. That's the... That's the riot. In the next case, I think it's number 6. I lost track, but I think it's number 6. Sholach le Rav Abba v'yeisiv acham. Ho'imer titol ishti ke'ech ma'abonim. He says, my wife should take Yerusha like one of the sons. The halacha is, no'itelas ke'echad ma'abonim. She could take like one of the bonim. Now, the truth is that only the children are Yerushim. The wife's not Yerush. The Torah says that titol is loshen like matana. I give him matana. Therefore, Rav Abba says that if I give my tana to my wife, I could do that. It's not a problem. I'm doing it b'chayav. He's doing it when he's alive. Amarava, very important. Nechasim shalachshu. Only nechasim he has now, because nechasim gets later on is a dava shaloi ba'loilam, and that I can't give away my tana. So when I say my wife should take together with the children, it's only a nechasim I have right now. Could that I give my tana to? Another halacha. V'bonim abam la'acham akan. Children to come afterwards will take away from the chelik. With the Koyach HaMatana, you said that my wife should be one of the children. So let's say you have five children right now. You split up the six and six. There's no Bechara. Split up the six, and the Isha gets one of them. Let's say he has another five children afterwards. So she's going to split up together with 11. That's how it's going to be. Because it's, even though right now I'm giving the Matana, it's not going to be Chal until after Misa when it comes B'tarit Yerusha. And therefore, Bonim that are born afterwards will change the situation. Same thing if you have less children when he dies, or she'll get more. Even though the Matana is being said now, It's the nemanis and the halacha is the gay only chosim you have right now. But regarding the splitting it, that will go for how much money he has, b'shas misa, how many children he has, b'shas misa. Now up to the final sholach Rav Abba. Sholach Rav Abba, Rav Yosef Achama, ha-moitzi shtar choyv al chaveira. Someone takes a shtar choyv and he brings it to his friend and he says, you owe me money. And it says, you owe me $100. So malvam leo nefrati, look, I have my shtar, you didn't pay me. Klum, you didn't pay me anything. V'loiva, I'm a parati. The loiva says, I paid. Parati mechsa, I paid half of it. I paid half. Va'idim, sorry, it's classic moidim mixas. Va'idim mi'idim shepara kulo. And Edim are saying, the Edim came afterwards, obviously, that he paid the whole thing. So here, do you have to make a shvua moidim mixas or not? It looks like you were very generous. Really, you paid the whole thing, according to the Edim. And here, you said you're going to pay half, so I have to make a shvua on the other half that I said I paid already. I have Edim, I paid the whole thing. The law is you still make a shvua. Raise a nishba, you make a shvua. The goyv, and he still could collect the malva collects half because you made it's a dos baldin, so a dos baldin makes you chayef and a half. Even though Edom came after zina chayef, I'm munshabadim lo. You can't collect munshabadim. Damrinon anana Edom samchinam. I am soymech on the Edom, and the Rashbam explains that we're scared. The munshabadim thing is scared. It's a kanunya here. The, really, he paid off, but they want to get the karka back, so they're making a shtick. I'll be moida, owe you half. We're going to collect the karka, and then we'll do something behind the scenes. We'll split something. We'll do something. Therefore, the Shavim say, no, I have Edom. You paid up. You can't collect my Shavim. Now, that this is the halacha. Now, what's the chiddush of this halacha? So it's like this. We know the machlokes of Akiva and Shimon ben Elazar and Masechtas Bava Metzia, if you have a heter of Meshiv Aveda. The other case was, a guy walked in with a star that says, Slotim, Yuchayif Mislam. And the guy says, the Malva says you chayef five. Slom is only two. So Shtar only says really two. But the Malva says you chayef five. And the other guy says, no, I'm chayef three. So Rakiva says, you're believed. Why? Because you could have said I'm chayef two. It says Slom, you would have been believed. You said three, you're a Meshav Aveda, a big tzaddik. Rav Shimon says, no, no Meshav Aveda. Maisa, the guy, you're scared to say, that's what he's scared to say two, he said three. But it's still might mix us. So what about over here? Over here, in a way, he's took a Meshav Aveda. L'chara, Edom came at the end, that he paid the whole thing. And he was a nice guy. He said, I owe half. You're right, Edom hadn't come yet. But he knew it was Edom. The guy was waiting with Edom. So l'chara, it should be a Meshav Aveda. So more like this. Vafil Rav Akiva d'Amar. Because the Edom said he's potter, and he was masking, he paid half.
Right, so why is it a
Meshav Aveda? Means that you should believe in the other half, at least that he paid. He has Edom paid the whole thing. He's a big tzaddik. He's giving extra money. Samara says, which means that basically he's a big tzaddik, he's masking pay half, the other half, sure you should believe him, you have the Edom. He says, no, hani mili hechaleka Edom, there's no Edom. He says, here it's worse. The Edom didn't come yet, but he sees Edom there. So maybe really he's lying, and he sees the Edom. He's scared the Edom going to go stick up for that guy. You know, that's what he said on pay. Oh, yeah, half I owe. Because he's scared. He doesn't know what the Edom is going to say. There's no Migo over here. There's no like Meshav Aveda. Because here, he's scared of the Edom. That's what Rav Abba holds. So Rav Abba holds the Maisa that what? That you make a Shvua Moedim Mixas. And even if you're Rav Akiva holds Meshav Aveda, you still make a Shvua Moedim Mixas. But Maskel Mar Baravashi, Mar Baravashi asks, Adi Rabba, Afil Rav Shim Ben Elazar, Da Oime Moedim Mixas Atayna Hava, even Shim Ben Elazar says, that your moida mixes a taina, in that case there with the slotim, there's no meshav aveda. Maybe here is better. Hani melechid like a edim to come asayle. There's no edim that be messiah you. There's a star. It's a slom. It's not enough raya. Veichid like a edim to come asayle. Vadim meshav aveda v'ava. Shmuel's Marmar Rashi says better. I'll tell you the opposite. Here it's bigger meshav aveda. You have edim saying that he paid the whole thing. You right didn't know about it right now yet. But my say edim saying he paid the whole thing. He was masking for half. He was sure it should be amigo. And therefore you argue with Rabba. So we have to remember all these seven cases, because the next year, next recording, we're going to say who we passing like and see what's the chiddush. There are seven cases of Shalach Rav Abba that say different halachas. And for example, this halacha, Mar Bar Vashi has a kash on him. But we have seven different halachas of Rav Abba, and Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn halacha l'maisa, and we'll quickly review outside the seven halachas of Rav Abba.